Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When your children go off to college, they're exposed to a wider variety of potential infections and pathogens than they might have otherwise experienced at home. So what vaccines do they really need before they go off to college? Because now is definitely the time to start thinking about setting up those appointments and getting those vaccines. My guest today is Dr. Linda Reed-Chasiakos. She's a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics and clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the David Geffen School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Reed. So starting our kids, getting them ready to, you know, kids are filling out applications, deciding what colleges they go to. Along with that, they do need to think about what vaccines they're going to need to go off to college. So start with the first one for me.
Okay. Well, the thing that's on everybody's mind right now is measles. And measles does occur in college populations. There have been outbreaks, and there are cases right now in California, Arizona, Illinois, and other places across the United States. So we want to be sure that entering college students have had two doses of measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. We have found, because of research, that the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is safe. And I know parents are deeply concerned about their sons or daughters' safety. And I think it's important that you look at the wonderful benefits of preventing very serious diseases such as measles and mumps and rubella. Measles can, for example, cause pneumonia, an inflammation around the brain called encephalitis, which could, in some cases, lead to death. So you have a safe vaccine that can prevent this very, very serious disease, and we encourage the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. We also go ahead and encourage folks to be vaccinated against chickenpox. Chickenpox can also cause lung problems, pneumonia, as well as encephalitis. So again, the chickenpox vaccine is very, very safe, and the MMR and the chickenpox vaccine, varicella vaccine, are at the top of my list, but I have some other ones too.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Measles is a nasty thing. It's a nasty disease that has all kinds of side effects. And chickenpox, having it myself, having had it, is no fun at all. And especially if you're in college, you know, that would just really be a bummer to get when you're in college. Now, so you've mentioned measles, which obviously is hot on the topic list these days, and everybody's talking about it. So kids are getting their measles vaccine. Make sure you're updated. You need your booster. You need to make sure you have two of them. So if you got two measles vaccines before you're going to college, then are you fine?
Yes, you are. Fortunately, the vaccine is very effective, and the CDC says there's a 97 to 99% effectiveness rate. So you're considered immune if you've had both doses of the MMR vaccine.
Okay, and now another one that we hear a lot about is meningitis and affecting college students specifically. Tell us about that one.
Well, meningitis tends to spread caused by the bacteria Neisseria meningitidis. And when you have Neisseria meningitidis, it lives in the nose and throat but doesn't always cause disease. But when people are in close quarters, such as, for example, a dormitory or a sorority house or fraternity house, and especially if they tend to engage in intimate activities or share food and utensils that might spread the bacteria, it is possible that they might be at risk of catching the Neisseria meningitidis bacterium. And thankfully, yes, we do have a vaccine. It is a meningococcal conjugate, which protects students from four different types of meningitis, the A, C, Y, and W135 strain. And there is some really, really good news. There were some outbreaks in the past couple of years, both in California and on the East Coast, of another strain of meningitis called type B. Finally, the FDA has actually approved and released the type B vaccine, and this spring we're hoping to have the Advisory Council on Immunization Practices of the CDC actually come up with the recommendations for the administration of the meningitis B strain protective vaccine, which will really provide broad coverage. So please stay in touch with your pediatrician for guidelines about not only getting protected against the four that I've mentioned before, but also against this B strain, which has caused some problems recently and in some cases, tragically, student death.
Well, meningitis, as we've heard, is, you know, usually serious, can be very serious, can become fatal very quickly. Now, moving along, because I want to get to about three more. So let's talk about tetanus. You know, people think of tetanus as stepping on a big rusty nail, especially at college. That could happen anywhere, hiking off to, to class or in your dorm or wherever. So tell us about the pertussis vaccine, the tetanus vaccine, and the HPV.
Yes. But all of those are very important. I'm actually going to pop over to the HPV first because the HPV vaccine is recommended at age 11 and 12, and it is a cancer-preventing vaccine. The HPV strains tend to cause a variety of different cancers. They can cause cervical cancer. They can cause anal cancer. They can cause cancer of the oropharynx, which is the mouth and throat areas. And fatalities happen from these cancers. So what a wonderful opportunity to protect your son or daughter by administering the HPV vaccines. They are most effective when they're given at age 11 or 12, but if your son or daughter hasn't had the HPV vaccine before going to college, definitely worth going ahead and getting the HPV vaccine fully vaccinated. There's three doses there. The tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine is also critically important because tetanus can happen not just stepping on a rusty nail, but gardening and doing other outdoor activities, and it causes lockjaw, which can be fatal. People are unable to eat or swallow. And then pertussis, we more commonly know as whooping cough, and whooping cough can cause respiratory symptoms in teenagers and young adults. But it can be extremely dangerous for folks who are very, very young. And often, because it's so contagious, people will go ahead and spread it to brothers and sisters, to folks whose immune systems are not as strong or as effective. And so it's important for everybody to be protected against tetanus and also to be protected against pertussis. So we recommend the Tdap vaccine.
Well, having had a son just a month or two ago that had pertussis, I can say, and he was vaccinated, but he got it anyway, and I can say that it was no fun at all for about a month and a half in this house. So, you know, parents, unless you want your kids coming home from college because they are coughing until they throw up, get them that Tdap vaccine because, you know, otherwise it really is quite a nightmare in just the last less than a minute. Dr. Reed, please wrap it up for us on about the most important vaccinations our children should get before they go off to college.
MMR, chickenpox, Tdap, meningococcal vaccine. We also recommend full immunization to hepatitis B. And don't forget the annual seasonal flu shot, usually available in October. And your son or daughter can go to the student health center at the campus and get the flu shot, usually sometimes free and sometimes at a very low cost price.
Well, it's really good advice. And parents, you know, we're thinking of all the other things. We're thinking of paying for their dorms, making sure they're going to eat healthy, making sure that they're going to sleep when they're off to college. We'll also make sure they're immunized against some nasty little buggers that are occurring on college campuses these days and teach them to be safe about their health and wash their hands and, you know, take really good care of their health when they're away at college. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer site, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at healthychildren.org or radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.